Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey, what's up, guys? Dr. Tom here, and you're listening to The Positivity Effect, episode number 63, The Power of Consistency. So just a couple of quick announcements. On May 1st, I'm going to be launching my store centered around The Positivity Effect, and I'm super excited about it. There's going to be some awesome t-shirts on there and other things along the way that'll be added to keep you guys feeling positive and uplifted, so stay tuned. And my question for you of the day is, are you on Snapchat? If you aren't, definitely download it. It's a great platform to connect with people today. And also, I'm on it. So let's connect. Reach out to me. My handle, I was going to say Twitter handle. You can also find me on Twitter. But my Snapchat handle is my first initial and my last name. So T Retscher. And start snapping away. I'm looking forward to connecting with you guys. So today we're joined again by Damon Machetto. He's a health and fitness performance coach, and he has helped so many people get their lives back on track. And when we think about creating changes in our life in terms of our health, you know, when we have our health, we have, that's our true wealth. I'm sure you've heard that phrase before. And it's hard to do other things. It's hard to achieve goals or to improve our relationships, anything like that, if we don't have our health. And it all comes back to that. And I think so many people today think that it's such a big equation that we have to make all these crazy shifts or, you know, insane diets or crazy workouts. And Damon is here today to explain to us that it's really just about a couple of key words like accountability, consistency, simplicity, believe it or not. So I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to let Damon take it away. And guys, it's just some awesome tips in there. I've learned a lot myself connecting with Damon and really happy to have him back. You can find him at damonmachetto.com, and also all the links, everything will be in the show notes. So help me welcome him now to The Positivity Effect. Hey, what's up, Damon?
Not much. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're here. We're going to get pretty deep with everybody today.
Yeah, that's good. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So yesterday, you know, we learned a lot about you, just, you know, that transition that you made in your own life from where, you know, you want to be an athlete, some things happen in your life. And then you learned that, you know, through that whole transition that your purpose was that you were going to help other people get on the right track with their health, with their fitness. And you get a lot of fulfillment from that. And, you know, today I want to talk, you know, we'll talk more about that. But right now, let's talk about, you know, some actionable things that they can do, but also what are some of these things that keep people back from actually making that shift? From, because we can talk all day for hours about how they can, you know, you can have more fruits, have more vegetables, drink mm-hmm. more water, take cold showers, you know, exercise four times a day. But if they're not in the right state of mind, they're mm-hmm. never going to start that.
Yeah, exactly. I think what you're talking about, I what you just said, I talk about those as the mechanics. The mechanics of health and fitness is eating right and exercising. And obviously that has to happen. But really what makes that happen is the right mindset. And, you know, there's a lot of different things that have to occur. But I mean, I think the first thing is people actually have to, they need to find their why. Why are they doing it? You know, what's their vision with that? And then I like to start with the values. It's like if finding out where health is on their value scale. So, you know, typically, so are values for people, you know, obviously family, you know, could be financial security, career, things like that. Those are always, you know, relatively high up on the chain as they should be. But I looked at, you know, I always want to find out, well, where does health fall? And if it's not in the, you know, top three, it's going to be a struggle to make the mechanics actually happen because it's just not that high for them. So, and it's easy if you think about it. So let's use family as an example. So when, you know, someone has kids, they do anything for them. They come first. That's this, you know, their number one priority. So that could be what, you know, what, regardless, you know, financially, that's obviously going to apply to their family, or doing, you know, going above and beyond for their kids, you know, not missing games or whatever it may be, but that's going to happen, right? Whereas then they're not taking time for themselves with their health. So that, and that has to happen, because I look at it as, look, if you don't have your health, you can't be there for your kids, your family, whatever, you know. That's it has to be a top priority, because if that goes, you have nothing. So
do you think, like, I was just thinking about this right now as you were talking, maybe like part of the reason that people don't make shifts quick enough is because of the resiliency of the human body, that like you literally can just beat the crap out of it and it's still going to keep on ticking, you know, not optimally, like, and that's what we're talking about, having it, you know, functioning at an optimal level. And it's like, I people see that they can just always bounce back from things, so they're like, oh, I'll get to it. When they think about their finances, though, they're like, oh my gosh, like, if I don't go to work, I'm not gonna, you know, be able to feed the family, or, you know, when you think of like the more
repercussions.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right, because there's you just did a good point. So if I, you know, if I just say, hey, I'm not going to go to work, there's repercussions. You get fired, you know. so that, you know, they go to work. So that's a pretty good, easy, simple example. And to your point with health is like, well, you know, if I'm not, you know, not eating healthy and not working out, I don't necessarily see anything other than maybe I gain weight. So I don't, you know, I gain weight, so I buy bigger clothes, and that's fine. So, but, you know, all of a sudden, you know, 10 years later, 20, whatever, and then I have, you know, I go to my doctor and I said, your cholesterol is through the roof, or they have a mild heart attack, or they have high blood pressure and they're on pills. That's when it kicks in. And I can't tell you the number of executives I've worked with in the past who it's like, you know, they come to me and they would give anything to, you know, to trade it, you know, to go back, you know, to and do it all over again. Yeah, they got plenty of money and they had this great career, but they don't have their health. And it comes down to, it's like, if you don't have it, it's what I said before, if you don't have your health, you got nothing. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'd work with clients and I'd, you know, and they wouldn't, or if they weren't following through it, I always, you know, laugh at them. I say, you know, they had kids, I say, hey, you know, your kids are going to have a great time spending your money, because, you know, you're not going to be around for it.
That's so true. And even like, you know, we think about health, we think about, you know, in our culture, it's all about like having the perfect body. You know, that's what culture pushes today. But it's not even about that. It's more about like just the energy.
Yeah.
If you have the energy to do anything, you're going to be happier. You're not going to get in fights with your spouse. You're not, you know, everything's going to bounce off of you.
You're going to be clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think another, you're absolutely right. There's a couple points on that too, is that I look at it as like, most people don't know what it actually feels like to feel good. They just know what it's like to feel
low grade. Yeah.
They feel less crappy. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah,
that's it. They just feel less crappy, and they have no idea what it feels like to feel good. Because think about it, a lot of people do this. I mean, today, you know, they come home every day and they drink. You know, they have a half a bottle of wine or a bottle of wine every night, and they get up and they do it again. And they just, it's what they do, so their body does become accustomed to it. But they're not clear. They're not functioning optimally. But they just get through it. So when you actually get people to make a change, they actually feel good, and then they go back to that, they're like, oh my God, I feel terrible. But making them, the thing is until you can get them to that place, it's hard because they don't know what it feels like.
Right. And it's like, you know, it's like, I just saw a commercial recently for 5-Hour Energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're always, their slogan is like that, you know, get past that 2:30 feeling. Well, yeah. It's like, why do you have the 2:30 feeling in the first place? And like, yeah. I think of my own life, you know, 10 years ago, like I physically look healthy on the outside, but I would always be like exhausted at work at like 2:00 because I was like slamming down these huge meals, you know, that wasn't really healthy for my body, or having a Coke or having two Cokes. And then I'm like, it just became like normal. Like, oh, that this is when you get tired. That's what everybody else tells me. And it was like, no, like that's not normal. Like you can have energy. You can have unsurmountable amounts of energy your whole day. And it could be sustainable, you know, and it's not, and it doesn't have to be from drinking 5 cups of coffee.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of people just walk around dehydrated, just not drinking enough water, and that's why they're tired. It's as simple as, I mean, it sounds completely simple, but it is. I mean, they just don't drink enough water, so they're dehydrated and they're tired.
That's so true. I know, in my own life, if I get busy at work and I don't drink water, even if I, you know, ate healthy that day, like if I don't have enough water intake, I can really start to feel it. And it's powerful when you start to, like you said, once you get healthy, you're able to start to see these little things. When you stop doing something, you're like, whoa, like I can't do that again. Like I can't, you know, like you said, drink a bottle of wine before bedtime again.
And yeah, you start figuring it out.
You start figuring it out. And even like these small little shifts, like having a caffeine curfew, you know, like so many of us are like at dinner time, we're having regular caffeinated coffee or tea. And mm-hmm. it's like the worst thing that you can do, you know, for, and now thinking about just things that we can do, like how important is it to improve our sleep, you know, when you talk to your clients too, because, you know, we talk about like working out, like we feel healthy after we work out, but that's like the time when our body's like really ripped up and there's mm-hmm. a lot of inflammation from working out. And when it's really beneficial is like after we sleep, you know?
Yeah, recovery is huge. And then there's a lot of things that about that statement that are true. I look at it like, so if someone is already into working out and they have stress levels low and they drink lots of water, etc. So they function well, and they know when they go out and do something that's, you know, not conducive to that, they're going to feel it, right? So like say they don't drink regularly and they had an event and they actually drank too much, they're going to feel it a lot worse than the person who drinks all the time, right?
Right.
So, you know, that kind of helps them not do it all the time anymore. And then you get this other client that you try to work that is comes in and they're super stressed out. They eat crap. They don't sleep. And then they come in to some gym and they want to get the crap kicked out of them. Like they want to do boot camp or some crazy workout because that's what they think. That's what the media has sold them is that they should do. And it's actually the worst thing they should do. And they should actually, and it's counterintuitive because if and say they want to lose weight too, they you know, they think they have to, you know, beat themselves up to lose the weight. Well, the reality is actually they'd be better off changing habits. They'd be better off just moving. Walking would probably be more productive for them. Some light strength training, corrective exercise type stuff. And working on better sleep, better nutrition, better hydration, less caffeine, things like that. If they did those things first, it might take a little bit longer, but it's such a better foundation. And most people blow that. They go, yeah, that sounds great, but I'm going to go beat the crap out of myself in some class because that's what, you know, P90X on TV said to do.
Yeah, like all these small little shifts that if you do them now, it may not seem like a lot, but if you keep doing them, and you said that key word, consistency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like now we could even like use the analogy of like, oh, you're starting a new business or something, and like you want to do everything and you want to knock it out and you're going to pull an all-nighter. Like, all right, I understand there's going to be nights where you got to do that, but it's really maybe not the best thing. Like maybe you wouldn't have to have done the all-nighter if you were doing things consistently every single day. And you can think about that with your health. Like all of a sudden you're at this point and you're like, I got to go make this drastic change.
Right. Yeah. And see, that's like when people like, you know, so obviously I'm in the health and fitness side of things and whatnot. So like there's certain things that I don't even want to call them rules, but there's just certain things that I do that, you know, people are like, oh, come on, live a little, do this. I'm like, I don't have to do that to live a little. I don't want to feel like crap. It's just who I am. I don't care what you do. That's fine if you're doing that. But they look at my lifestyle sometimes as completely rigid and whatnot. And it's like, no, actually, it's not. Actually, for me, that gives me more freedom because I don't have to worry about, oh, I got to go on some crazy diet to lose a bunch of weight because I put on an extra 30 pounds. Or I got to, you know, go on a diet because I'm now unhealthy because my doctor said X, Y, and Z. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like you're not a slave to society. You're not a slave to the food. Like you can... Mm-hmm. That's like one of the greatest gifts that we can give ourselves as human beings. Like we all like want to make changes. And like we said at the top of it, like you can't help others, like we said yesterday, until you help yourself.
Right.
And yeah, like you said to others, like people that say, oh, it sounds rigid that you act that way. But it's like, but if you have that clarity of mind, that is like the greatest gift that you can give yourself.
Yeah.
And by, you know, snacking on bonbons and having wine 7 days a week, a whole bottle before bedtime, and then waking up and feeling crappy and then doing it again, like that's not, you're never going to get that peace of mind. And it all stems back to that, to the proper mindset.
Or all that. And then on top of that, like feeling bad about it because you wanted to lose weight and you know, what you just did is like counterproductive to that. So now I'm going to beat myself up because I went out and had pizza, bonbons, et cetera. You know what I mean? Whereas like, I always laugh. I'm like, people are like, oh, do you ever have X? I'm like, I have pizza all the time. I have whatever I want whenever I want. The difference is that I have, you know, kept myself in shape over the years because I didn't do it all the time, because I did it when I felt like it. You know what I mean? When I knew that it, you know, it wasn't an all the time thing. And that's the problem with people is it's like all the time. They do things all the time. Whereas, you know, so they drink every night and they drink, eat crappy every night, and then they go out on the weekends and do it even worse. What do you think's going to happen?
Right. Everybody, you know, and that whole idea of living for the weekend, like where everybody just goes crazy, whether it's being that weekend warrior and like, you know, playing 12 flag football games and beating your body up and when you're not even trained properly for that, or joining a sports team, you know, at night and, you know, going crazy till 2 a.m. because that's the only time that they could fit the adult leagues in, you know?
right.
Like you said, like probably not the best thing for your body at that time, because then you're going to be tired, you're going to be beat up the next day, and you're going to make poor choices with your nutrition. And then it just sounds like it's just going to start to snowball, and then you're back at like step one.
Right. Yeah. And it's like you just said it too. It comes down to choices too. It's like, you know, what choices do you want to make? How do you want to be? It comes back to what we kind of started this off with, is like, where's that mindset at? You know, what's my goals? Who do I want to be? You know, whether in regards to health, what is that going to mean for me? What's the definition of good health for me? And how am I going to make that part of my lifestyle? And what am I going to have to possibly, you know, probably give up or cut down? And what am I going to have to implement? And because it's all about habits. And I always say this too, is like, you can't just quit bad habit. You can't quit bad habit. You have to replace it. If you don't replace it, it's just going
to
come back.
Yeah, you have to rip the weeds out from the roots. You got to pull it from the roots.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now you've coached a lot of people. What is like a common theme for when somebody approaches you of why they haven't gotten started? And like now they're here, and then you're like, all right, so let's talk about your life and let's find out where you're coming from. You know, what is something that comes up a lot where you're like, yep, and you know right away what to start, you know, basically saying to them, because it's, you just see it time and time again.
It's usually time/work. You know, it's like, I don't have enough time because of work, or my work, I'm too busy at work. That's usually typically it. But when you break it down, it's like, well, most people are just wasting time. Most people aren't, you know, and that's another thing too, is I think, most people think, well, to get healthy or be in shape, I got to work. You know, I got to be at the gym 2 hours a day, which is not even close to true.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Like, we're not. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And he was getting paid to do that. So, you know, there's a difference. So, you know, that. But to answer your question, time is the biggest. Time or work is usually the, you know, and the second one would probably be, you know, family, and I got family obligations, et cetera. And, that's typically it.
And yeah, and like some of those, talk about time, the biggest, you could take a 10-minute walk every single day and see huge improvements in your health.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and this is the one that I used to like too, is like, you know, so if time was the issue, I'm like, all right, well, let's talk about it. Like, why, you know, oh, I'm so busy, I'm working here. I'm like, well, how much TV do you watch? Oh, I don't watch any TV. And then like 2 weeks later, you know, you can hear him in a discussion telling you every freaking TV show that is on TV. Oh, did you see blah 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 last night? And da da da. I'm like, I thought you didn't watch TV. You know, it's like not that, I'm not saying not to watch TV, but I'm like, don't tell me that you barely watch any, like, when you know every freaking program that's on, you know. And that's typically it. I'm like, so what, you know, what time do you go to bed? And I'm like, I usually go to bed at midnight. I got to get up at 6, so I'm tired. I'm like, okay, so what are you doing from, you know, let's say, you know, your kids are, they got to be in bed. It's to say you have kids, the kids got to be in bed to get up for school. So what are you doing from like 10 to midnight? Watching TV. I mean, you know that. I mean, that's what it's so, I mean, that's just, you know, this isn't, I mean, it's not always, I'm being, you know, stroking a broad brush here, but I mean, typically it's usually pretty, just crap.
Yeah, and then that TV thing, right? Like, that's going to keep your brain awake, and then you're not going to sleep well, and then you're going to eat poor the next day, and then boom, you're, you know, 10 years pass by.
100%. And now if it's not the TV, it's like you're sitting on
iPhone, Facebook
for like, oh, 2 hours.
Except, wait, you know, they tried to help everybody that stays up late with that thing now, where you can, it darkens the screen, or it takes the blue light out.
Yeah,
guys, it takes the blue light out, but you're still on the screen.
Yeah. You're still not sleeping.
You're still not sleeping. Like before technology, like when it got dark, what did humans do? They went to sleep.
They went to bed.
They went to bed. Exactly. Probably like 6 p.m. They're like out, sleeping on, you know, out in the wilderness. Yeah. Crazy. Right. Crazy.
Yeah.
So oh, go ahead.
Time is usually the biggest issue, and it's usually they can find the time. When you actually break down their day and how much time they waste, or you can easily find it. Easily.
Yeah, there's so much little waste here and there throughout the day that you could add up to a lot. So, Damon, if somebody reaches out, they go to DamonMachado.com and they want to get some coaching from you, what can they expect if they reach out to you?
Well, they expect, you know, I just want to sit down and I want to find out about them. You know, what are they looking to, you know, what do they want? I want to get to know them, and then I also want to know if we're a right fit. That's the first thing I do, is I make sure that I'm the right fit for the client, you know, because, I mean, there might be someone else. I was like, you know what? I'm not the right fit for you, but this person, I know a great coach over here, and I will refer out. I have no problem. So that's the first thing.
That's awesome.
I want to make sure that we're the right fit. And then from there, you know, I want to give them the right tools and strategies to help them move forward. And but what I kind of alluded to earlier is I find out exactly where they're at on their value scale, and then what's their vision. And sometimes I help people uncover that because they don't, you know, quite – they haven't kind of found it. But, you know, they know what's there, but I help them dig it out. How's that?
Awesome.
You know, and then from there we develop strategies, because to me it's all about habits and strategies, and put those in play, and then we kind of go from there.
Awesome. And a good starting point too. I love, you know, guys, if you go over to his website and you sign up for the newsletter, he'll send you his no BS guide to fat loss. So that's a great starting point. You know, so you have some good talking points when you do reach out to Damon.
Awesome.
So, Damon, we're at the end, but I just want to give this gift to you. I give it to all my guests because it's like I love the, you know, to do this podcast and for you to spend some time with me on the show. And, you know, we're all so busy today, so I really appreciate you coming on. And it's kind of like a little time capsule for everybody to think of these podcasts. You know, who knows where they are out in the world right now? And you know, these, you hear about like radio waves out in the universe nowadays. It's crazy. So I just want to ask you this last question. If you were suddenly at the end of your life and you were reflecting on all that you've been through, all that you've created and done, what kind of impact would you want to be remembered for?
Wow, that's a tough one. You know what? I would want to be remembered for being a positive influence in people's lives, just making them some type of positive impact.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Awesome. Thank you so much, Damon. This has been awesome. A lot of actionable tips. I'm going to definitely go back myself and listen. Guys, check out DamonMachado.com and let's let him help you get yourself back on the right track. You know, it all comes down to accountability, and you know, you can learn this information anywhere. You can Google it yourself, but when you have somebody that's behind you, that's coaching you, that's reaching out to you saying, "Hey, how you doing this week?" and making sure you're on the right track with your goals, that's when you're really going to start to make a shift. You think about anything in your life, if when you've improved it, you've probably had somebody that was there helping you along the way. So, Damon, thank you so much for coming on the Positivity Effect. And, you know, we definitely appreciate you.
Well, you know what? Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I love what you're doing. It's awesome.
Thanks, man. And keep in touch. We'll talk soon. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com, sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying the Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of the Positivity Effect.